Pastor Doug, I've heard you talk about dual prophecy before.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, how is your understanding of dual prophecy? How does that relate to typology?
Well, I don't know that there's an immediate connection. Let me explain them separately for the sake of being clear. Dual prophecy means that because God is not linear in the way he does things, the Lord can speak, and one prophecy of the Lord can have different applications. In other words, Jesus, when he foretold the signs of his second coming, he covered several phases of history with one answer. He said, for instance, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, this is Matthew 24, stand in the holy place, let those that be in Judea flee into the hills. Well, that happened back in the time of the apostles in 70 AD. The Roman power that was going to desolate the temple, they withdrew temporarily before they destroyed Jerusalem. The Christians that were in the city fled into the hills. But there's also a future application if you read Daniel chapter 12 to this abomination of desolation, speaking of when God's people are headed in once again with religious laws. And there's a number of examples. Let me give you another one. In, I believe it's 1 Chronicles 17, when Nathan the prophet comes to King David, and David says he wants to build a temple for the Lord. Nathan says, you're not supposed to build a temple, David, but your son, who will come after you, he will build me a temple. He'll build me a house. Well, David's son, Solomon, did build a literal house, but Jesus, the son of David, said, destroy this house made with hands, and I'll make one without hands. So it applied both to Solomon, but even more so to Christ. There's a dual application there. And you can find literally hundreds of examples where there are multi-dimensions to these prophecies of God. The Word of God is deep and living, and we cannot make it flat and single-dimensional.
Okay, well, my understanding is that dual prophecy can have multiple fulfillments that are detached from each other. They're not...
As long as they don't contradict one another, that's true, because God's word is consistent.
Whereas typology, like the destruction of Jerusalem, becomes a type of the abomination of desolation at the end of time.
That's true.
So is there a clear difference between the two? And
well, the Lord tells us where the types are. Now, you just quoted what happened to the Jewish people. We don't need to guess that that's a type of the last days, because Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, these things happen to them as examples for us upon whom the ends of the earth have come. So the experience of God saving the Israelites is an experience of how he saves all people from the slavery of sin. And what happened to those who rejected the truth is a symbol for what happened to us. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, Peter says, is an example. It's a type of what happens to the wicked in the end, destroyed by fire. So, yeah, that's typology. You just use the precedent that God lays down and you're safe. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good question.